Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Maybe there's an exception. Maybe you don't want to be like Michael Jordan. In well, there's a lot of us that want to have his wealth and his success. Hey, thank you for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show. Howard Tolman is the general managing partner with G2T3V. He's also a serial entrepreneur, educator, big part of Chicago. I got a few questions about what's happening in our city, Howard. But about your article on Inc.com today, you're saying pass on the Michael Jordan rule. Tell everybody what the Michael Jordan rule was.
Well, you know, Michael was probably as good a businessman as he was a basketball player. He wasn't a great gambler, but he was a really good businessman. And he used to say all the time that when people would ask him about his politics or to weigh in on some dispute or thing that was going on, he'd say, you know, Republicans buy sneakers or Nikes also. And he just wanted to stay neutral. He just thought that it wasn't his prerogative. And believe me, things have changed, as you know, today. But in the old days, he just figured it was better to not offend anyone. And so he was scrupulously neutral. And that was the Jordan rule. Today, it's, as you know, it's a wildly different story.
Right. So you think there is room, and actually business owners, entrepreneurs should speak up and speak out?
Yeah. Well, I do, because I think, I mean, look, we're living this every day. Every day you pick up the paper and it says, you know, is the United States going to default on its credit for the first time in history? And it's because these lunatics in Washington are, you know, making it up. I mean, I don't believe it's going to happen, but it's just so horrible. And, you know, what that does is it paralyzes everybody. It paralyzes your investors. It paralyzes your new business opportunities. Everybody just is hunkering down. And, you know, we're just barely getting to the end of this period with COVID and everything else. And telling people to sort of, hunker down and wait another year is going to be just horrible for everybody, the economy and new businesses and things like that. So I think that businesses that think that what's going on in Washington have nothing to do with them don't understand just how pervasive these problems are and how much they're going to impact every one of our lives and every one of our businesses.
And back when Michael Jordan was launching businesses and just getting his start as a businessman, that really was the rule to follow. Hey, don't say anything. You don't want to piss off people that, you know, might not agree with you because they won't buy your product. And we're at a point now, if you don't say something and people have the expectation that you should, again, you could lose business.
Well, for sure, we have that. I mean, we have, we have people every single day, you know, who are offended by something that companies are doing or not doing or speaking out or not speaking out. I wrote a piece a while ago about innies and outies, and the issue was, things that concern you and your employees, everybody should be talking about. Things that concern the outside world, maybe those aren't appropriate topics for business. And what triggered that was an article that said that employees of Amazon in the warehouse were refusing to pack certain books because they didn't agree with what the book said. And that was just such a crazy thing. It was like, you know, the bus drivers decide whether they want to, you know, take a passenger or not. All of these things. And it was like, you know, please, let's not let it go there. Let's not get in the way of every single thing. But the second part of the story was, if we're stuck in this mess right now, then businesses have to be careful. They have to understand that they better get profitable because nobody's going to be interested in supporting businesses that aren't. They have to get rid of excess employees, which we see every single day with companies like Alphabet and Microsoft laying off 10,000 employees and things. And they have to reassure their own people. They have to sort of, I call it re-recruiting their people to make sure that they know that they're appreciated and that they should stick around. And by the way, it goes as much for your customers as it does for your key employees, and that is you have to let them know as well that you're going to be there for them, because everybody's anxious. You know, everybody doesn't want to be left in the lurch, whether it's an issue of supply or people or whatever it is. So these are very, you know, perilous times. I mean, we're, you know, you mentioned the city. I mean, we're looking at a situation. I honestly don't think anybody knows whether we're going to have a different mayor. I suspect that we will, which, again, will be a tremendous amount of transition. And, you know, it usually takes a new mayor 6 months to a year, even if they're experienced, to get the whole operation under their control. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have a city council where half the council will probably be new by the time the dust settles.
Howard Tolman is a general managing partner with G2T3V, a serial entrepreneur, educator, big part of Chicago, and his articles on Inc.com today. Tonight, the mayoral debate takes place right here on WGN Radio and WGN TV. What is the question you think should be asked of the candidates?
Well, you know, I think that they should ask every candidate what they think the current mayor has done wrong. Because if you ask them, you know, something like, what would you do going forward? They're all going to say the exact same thing. They're all going to say, I'm going to reduce crime. They're all going to say, I'm going to, you know, take better care of people and everything else. And that doesn't add to the conversation. It certainly doesn't educate anybody. I mean, so I think one of these debates, they're going to have the sort of the guts to ask the candidates to actually speak out and say something specific about what they would change. You know, change is what's important. It's not these promises. I mean, if they go through the 8 or 9 candidates, whatever there is right now, and they ask them about crime, you know, which is certainly the number one thing on everybody's mind, of course they're going to say, I'm going to do everything I can to reduce crime. And so that, to me, is a complete waste of time and breath. I think they should push to get much more concrete solutions. We've had like 8 of these debates now, and it's getting to the point where we ought to hear something of substance from some of these people.
Well, hopefully we'll hear it tonight on WGN. Howard, you mentioned the layoffs at places like, you know, we're seeing it at Microsoft. We're seeing it at a lot of the tech companies and Alphabet. But we're also seeing it locally at Groupon. Are we seeing the end of that company?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I think that Groupon is one of these companies that years from now will still be around. It'll just be sort of a fraction of the size it was, and it won't be as ambitious as it was. And, you know, it reminds me of eBay. eBay used to be on everybody's tongue every single day, you know. It's still around, but, you know, it's sort of like so are another 1,000 different ways of solving these problems. I think one of the real issues is whether, as we move more and more to a mobile digital economy, this concept of couponing is just something that's going to be rolled up into all the rest of the things that are going to be driven by your phone. I think pretty soon our phone's going to be our driver's license. It's going to be our voting card. It's going to certainly be our wallet. And, you know, built into that wallet will probably be all the coupons you need for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do now. You know, all you have to do is search for something, you wait an hour, and somebody sends you a coupon.
Yeah, well, plus, you know, God forbid you lose your phone.
Yeah.
You might as well jump out the window.
There's so much truth to that. Thank you for joining us, Howard. Have a great day.
All right, take care. Bye, Lisa.
You can follow him on social media. His name is Howard Tolman, and his article is on Inc.com. My husband was on the phone today looking and saying, hey, where do you think we can get a telescope? And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're interested in the Green Comet tonight? And he is. They say it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see the Green Comet. We'll check in with Michelle Nichols, our friend at the Adler Planetarium. Paul Lisnick, our WGN-TV political analyst, will preview the Chicago mayoral debate. Maybe you have a question you think you should be asked. And then Tom Skilling breaks it down. Really, how much sun have we had? And has he done a shot of Malort? That's all on the way after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Steve Bertrand. Chicago's